So, welcome back to our study of Leviticus. We are in chapter 27, and we just, at the very end of the first session, we read verses 32 through 34, and we did it pretty quickly, and we don't want to rush the ending of this, and so we want to make sure we're gleaning all that the Lord would have us to learn with this.
We're just trying to rush things, and I don't want to do that. I had to read those verses, but I want to go back to that. The cattle, sheep, goats were numbered. The tenth of these animals were given to the Lord as tithe. The tithe of these herds and flocks were sacred to the Lord. Once you give them to Him, they belong to Him, you understand? And when they were numbered, in other words, you're going through your flock, you're numbering your flock, and then you have 100, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 belonging to the Lord. You're not looking to see if they're good or bad. Okay? Now, certain offerings they could not have blemish, you understand? But with the tithe, it was different, okay? And so the animals were not to be inspected, just a tenth of them given to the Lord. It may be good or bad, or both. And then if you wanted to exchange, you couldn't exchange. You could bring, if you had an animal that had a blemish, and you said, I don't want to give that to the Lord. I want to give Him something better. We've already given that one, and you can bring something better, but you can't take that one back. You can't exchange those. And so both animals then would belong to the Lord because the tithe of the animal could not be redeemed. Okay. All these commandments, these laws, judgments, statutes that are listed in this book of Leviticus, they were given to Moses by God on Mount Sinai, and they actually served as the constitution for the nation of Israel. The law of Moses was the governing body for the nation of Israel. But they got away from their constitution. That's what's going on right now here in America, and what's happened. The nation starts going down. When you get away from the constitution, the nation's going down. Because the constitution was established on godly principles. Okay, and so the children of Israel were to obey their constitution. They were to obey the law of Moses. And then the leaders of Israel were responsible for enforcing the law of Moses. But see, the way it goes today, you know, everything's so manipulated, and instead of enforcing, they use the Supreme Court to get around the Constitution. And it's always to the detriment. Okay? Now, I want to go back to the tithe and all, and I want to reiterate the fact that we are not in any way, form, or fashion soliciting or putting pressure on people to give money to our ministry or whatever. I don't believe in that. Okay? That's not the way God operates. We operate, and this is the way we got the church out of debt, was the Lord told me to follow the principle that I gave Moses. Tell people who have a willing heart the need. You tell them what you need, and let those of a willing heart give. And it only takes just 30 or 45 seconds to say that, you know. I remember the first church I pastored, we were $6,100 and some behind in bills, and this is what the Lord told me, and I just told the congregation, we're $6,100 whatever behind in bills, those of a willing heart give, and then we went on with the message. And in a month and a half, the bills were current. And to this day, I don't know how that happened. because we didn't have people with making a lot of money or anything like that. It's just if you follow God's principle, you get the results. And with Moses, they had to tell the people to stop giving because they were getting so much. You with me? And so you can't beat the principles of God. If you stay with His principles, that's where the blessing is, doing things God's way. And here again, you know, I hear all these modern-day ministers, you give and you expect this harvest and you expect that harvest, and then some of them will sow, name your seed. Well, that's dumb as a wall. You want tomatoes, I guarantee you, holding up watermelon seed is not going to make tomato out of it. Everything reproduces after its own kind. You understand? And so what you sow is what you receive. One of the hardest things for people to give to God is time. They'd rather give money than time. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
But what does God want? Your life. You give Him your life. He says, all right, I give you mine.
Yeah.
Now, which you think's better? One's temporary, one's eternal. The eternal always outweighs the temporary, you understand. And so this principle of giving, it covers a whole gamut. You understand? It includes everything. And so we don't teach tithing as legalism and put a demand on you. And I know ministers check tithing records. I can tell you this boy does not check anybody's record. That's between you and God. You understand? I don't know what you give, and understand how I'll say this, I don't really care. That's between you and God. Are you with me? Our position is to teach you the Word of God so God can bless you. Not to teach you something out of the Word so you can bless us. You understand? I heard a guy say, the ministers always saying, give to God, and they give you their address. And there's a lot to that. But the bottom line is, you can't go wrong doing right. And this is part of the blessing. If you obey the statutes and the laws, you get the blessing, right? This was part of the statutes and law to where they got the blessing. And really and truly, here's the bottom line. You're preferring someone else over you.
Yeah.
Because when they gave to God, it was actually ministering to the needs of the tribe of Levi as their inheritance. You understand? I don't look for people to bless me. Actually, I'm very skeptical of that. Okay? I believe that if I follow the principles of God, the blessing is coming, then how it comes is irrelevant. You understand, Elijah was fed by ravens in the midst of drought. He was provided for. It may not be the way you would prefer, but it took care of him, didn't it? And who would think of going to a widow woman who is preparing her last meal to die for that to be your provision? But that's where God told Elijah to go. Now, God wanted to take care of that widow woman. Had the prophet not gone, what would she have done? Prepared her last meal, she would have been without food. But when he comes on the scene, he says, give me some water. And then, you know, she tells him her situation. Well, fix me a little cake first. Man, that's all a preacher wants. He won't tell how I got it. No. God's wanted her to sow. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
He's wanting her to sow so he can bless her. And during that whole time, I don't think the barrel filled up. It just never ran out. You with me? Mm-hmm. It doesn't say the barrel filled up. It said it didn't waste away. There was always provision. Every time you go, it's there. And so I'm not looking for big bank accounts and stuff like that. I just thank God that I had lunch today. I have a place to go to sleep. I have a bed to sleep in. You understand? I don't need a palace. I don't need a 20-ring mansion. What's that all about? It's just prestige. It's pride.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need? You need to put your attention on God. If God wants to give you a 20-room palace, then, hey, I'll applaud it. And I'll say, hey, go for it. I'm not going to be jealous of you. You with me? But just don't let that be your attention. If God gives you something like that, it's so you can bless somebody else with it. You understand? If he gives me a 10-room house, that means he's expecting me to be hospitable, that other people are going to share in that, not just for me to figure out what kind of furniture I can put in the rooms, you understand? You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You get anything out of this? What do you mean, shut up? Mm-hmm. See, that boy's stepping on everybody's toes. No, I'm just saying, follow God's principle. That's all it is. Follow God's principle. Put God first. Don't limit yourself to a percentage. To me, 10% is minimum. And even that isn't enough because Malachi, God said, you robbed me in tithe and in offering. And so I feel like I don't want to be guilty of robbing God. God's worthy. If he was worthy of 10 in the Old Testament, he's worthy in the New Testament. If he's worthy of offerings in the Old Testament, he's worthy in the New Testament. And so I'm going to give to him. And I'm not going to see how little I can get by with. You know, I used to think if you had $10.10, then you paid a dollar and a penny. No. I'm going to always round up with God. You with me? Give. You can't go wrong giving. People will give. They'd rather give to a charitable organization than to give to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's temporary. Thank God for charitable organizations. I thank God for them. And the center should support that. And when they get saved, they ought to support the things of God and then let the benevolence come out of the church. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the church should be benevolent. I don't believe we should support all the homeless people that are capable of working. And they just found out they can do better. You know, no responsibility. And, you know, somebody just give me a handout and I make more money than they do. And don't pay taxes on it. Have no responsibility. I don't want to live like that. I want my life to bless other people. I don't want to live my life depending on other people to bless me.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Mm-hmm.
No. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. God blesses us so we can bless other people. It's a good principle. Learn to live by it. Get your mind off of you, get your mind on God, and then God's going to take care of you. I know.
I know.
You're a witness.
I'm a witness.
Okay.
We've got one more really profound statement about the book of Leviticus.
We'll get to this point.
And then I've got something.
All the way through the books of the Bible, I believe you can find Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're looking through this Pentateuch, we're looking for where is Christ?
Yeah.
In Leviticus. And I believe that you see Christ through the ministry of the high priest. Is Jesus not our high priest?
Yes.
And so that is pointing to Jesus. What was the high priest? He was a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
He was the go-between between the people of Israel and God. He represented the people to God and God to the people. Well, Jesus is our mediator, so you don't need a man to mediate. You tell people, you know, you have just as much clout with God as I do. Well, why don't you pray for me? Well, I'll be glad to pray for you, but why don't you pray for yourself, too?
Mm-hmm.
Then if two of us are praying, then we can expect to get something happen, right?
That's right.
But you have to understand that Jesus is our high priest and that the Word of God is our law. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
The living Word, not a dead letter. But we live by revelation. And the Holy Spirit reveals that word to us. This is the beauty of the Holy Spirit. People get so hung up and split hairs over the Holy Spirit, and they don't even know what His role is. He's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to teach us. The word of this word becomes a living word. He wants to teach us what this Levitical law is about. He's not wanting you to live by the Levitical law. He wants you to live by the principles. And so He'll teach us the principles of the law, which I believe is what He's been doing tonight, teaching us the principle of giving. And so Christ is the high priest in Leviticus. And that law is pointing to the Word of God that should be a governor for our lives. Amen.
Amen.
You know.
I just wanted to wrap up and take you all the way back to our very first day when we introduced Leviticus. And I'm speaking to the people in the class, but for anybody that's listening online or watching online, there are many of our students that had never read the book of Leviticus. So after having studied, I think we can all agree on the faithfulness of the Lord and how the Holy Spirit has revealed to us principle after principle that's embedded in this book of Leviticus. And so we're not under this law. I thank Jesus for that. But I am so grateful for all that we've learned with our study of Leviticus. Aren't you? It's been a wonderful study. And I thank you for your diligence. I thank you for your commitment to come and learn. You're better off for it. I'm better off for it. Right? Amen? Okay.
So we're not trying to bring you under legalism.
No.
So we study the Old Testament, knowing we're under the New Covenant, not under the Old Covenant, but we want to find out how God operated under old,
yeah.
Because God never changes.
That's right.
The principles never change. Sowing and reaping started with Genesis 1. You understand? Everything it had to seed within itself to reproduce. And so what we want to do is learn the principles and live by the principles. Don't read it as just a history lesson, but understand the history so you can understand the principle. But then don't get legalistic with it. You with me? Thank God we have a new covenant established on better promises.
Yes, amen.
And so that means the principles are good in the old, they're good in the new.
Right.
But our mediator has taken care of some things for us that they didn't have that provision in the old. They had a means of doing things to get righteousness on credit. But the debt's paid, and you and I do not have righteousness on credit. We have righteousness that's been paid for. We have been ransomed in full. Amen. Thank God. Okay. I hope you learned something out of Leviticus.
Amen.